Good morning. I'm Steve Minturin for Roland Giacopetti on Sonoma Spotlight, and I've got two guests this morning, Claire Spector and Ellen Storrs, and we're going to be talking about an exhibition, actually a couple of exhibitions at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, one called Blind Stitching, The Art of Sewing Differently, a show of contemporary textile art sewn by feel by artist Claire Spector, who's joining me, and also In Touch with Art, a show of student artwork from Erlbaum Center, a local community organization that transforms lives for people with sight loss. Well, thanks both of you for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Steve.
All right, Claire, tell me a little bit more about your work and this exhibition of it.
Well, I've been a contemporary textile artist for a number of years, and 13 years ago, I had injuries that caused me to have different vision. And Catherine DeVries at Sebastopol Center for the Arts, artistic director, invited me to do the show Blind Stitching. And I thought, well, why not include Erlbaum Center? Because Erlbaum Center is where I got a lot of my transitional and adjustive support. And Ellen is one of the volunteer art directors, art instructors at Erlbaum Center. And so it's a collaboration between my nonprofit, Advanced Collaborative Team Solutions, Inc., and Ellen, representing Erlbaum Center, and Anjana Uttarad, the new executive director at Sebastopol Center of the Arts, has really given us a lot of support. So we're having both the exhibition for In Touch with Art from Erlbaum Center that Ellen will speak about. And then on July 16th, our show starts on, collective show starts on June 22nd. There's an opening from 6 to 7:30 p.m. and it runs till July 29th. But with our collective support, we're having accessibility events on July 16th. So there's another reception and there are small group tours for people with sight loss. And it is complicated. It's a lot of moving parts.
Right. Tell us, if someone goes to the exhibition of your work briefly, what does that work look like? What will they see?
These are textile art pieces that are, for the most part, in my case, hand sewn by feel. They're wall pieces. One of them is three-dimensional. And I'll let Ellen speak about In Touch with Art.
Okay, Ellen, the In Touch with Art exhibition, what will people see when they go there?
Well, they will see the art produced by students. It's a lot of tactile art. What we actually have in the exhibit are some clay masks and some what I call paper quilt squares. We came up with 12 of them that go together, and that idea came up knowing that we'd be working with Claire, a textile artist. So the students just really went wild with that one. It's a lot of fun.
Okay. There are two exhibitions, one Blind Stitching, The Art of Sewing Differently, Contemporary Textile Art Sewn by Feel. That's by Claire Spector. And then we've also been talking about an exhibition called In Touch with Art, a show of student artwork from Erlbaum Center, a local community organization that transforms lives for people with sight loss. These are at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts, Gallery 2, that's on South High Street in Sebastopol. And you can get a reservation for some of the special July 16th events by calling 707-829-4797 and find out more info by emailing info@sebarts.org. Thanks both of you for joining me. This has been great. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I'm Steve Mencher in on Sonoma Spotlight.
Sonoma Spotlight is produced at KRCB Studios in Rohnert Park. Roland Giacopetti is Sonoma Spotlight's host. Wendy Nicholson is Sonoma Spotlight's producer. Steve Birsch is Sonoma Spotlight's engineer. Sonoma Spotlight airs weekday mornings at 7:53 a.m. Inside Morning Edition. Today's and previous Sonoma Spotlights are available on our website at radio.krcb.org.